Hello, and welcome back to the American Academy of Psychiatry and the Law Landmark Forensic Cases podcast. Today we'll be discussing Harris v. Forklift Systems Incorporated, which was decided in the U.S. Supreme Court in 1993. The question before the court was, what is the definition of a discriminatory abusive work environment under Title VII of the Civil Rights Act of 1964? In the facts of the case, Teresa Harris worked as a manager at Forklift Systems, an equipment rental company. The president, Mr. Charles Hardy, insulted Ms. Harris because of her gender and targeted her with sexual innuendos, calling her a, quote, dumbass woman, end quote, asking her to get coins out of his front pants pocket, throwing objects on the ground, and asking her to pick them up. When she arranged a deal with a customer, he asked if she promised the guy some, quote, sex, end quote. Ms. Harris sued the company after she quit. She claimed that Mr. Hardy's conduct created an abusive work environment for her because of her gender. The U.S. District Court found that Mr. Hardy's conduct did not create an abusive environment because Mr. Hardy's comments were, quote, not so severe as to severely affect Harris's psychological well-being, end quote, or lead her to, quote, suffer injury, end quote. The appellate court affirmed the decision. The U.S. Supreme Court granted cert. The court held to be actionable as an abusive work environment harassment, the conduct does not need to seriously affect the employee's psychological well-being or lead the plaintiff to suffer injury. Second, the standard in the Meritor case requires an objectively hostile or abusive environment as well as the victim's subjective perception that the environment is abusive. Third, whether the environment is hostile or abusive requires consideration of all the circumstances, not just one factor. The case was reversed and remanded. Discussion. Title VII of the Civil Rights Act makes it a, quote, unlawful employment practice for an employer to discriminate against any individual with respect to his compensation, terms, conditions, or privileges of employment because of an individual's race, color, religion, sex, or national origin, end quote. The court reaffirmed its findings in the Meritor case, ruling that Title VII is violated when discriminatory behavior in the workplace is sufficiently severe or pervasive to create a hostile, abusive, or discriminatory environment. The standard requires objective hostility or abuse, one that a reasonable person would find hostile or abusive, as well as the victim's subjective perception that the environment is abusive. Whether the environment is hostile or abusive can be determined only by looking at the circumstances of the specific situation, ergo, the frequency of discriminatory conduct, severity of conduct, whether it is physically threatening or humiliating, whether it interferes with the employee's work performance, or its effect on employees' psychological well-being. Overall, the case broadened the scope of the workplace harassment under Title VII and clarified that the absence of physical or psychological harm does not exempt conduct from being considered unlawful harassment if it creates an abusive work environment.